Greetings and welcome back to TanakhStudy.com, the podcast program in which we study Parashat HaShavua over the course of six podcasts broadcast during the week in which that parasha is being read. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom, and it's my delight to be studying the second half of Sefer Shemot with you. We are now in the middle of Parashat Vayakhel, describing the activities of Bezalel and his team. Even though Bezalel has a full team that is doing the work, when it comes to the specific artisanship of the gold, etc., it is presented in the singular. So in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yod Zayin, we read, and we'll go from here to the end of the Perek, looking at the next two pieces constructed. We've already seen the Aron, Kruvim, and the Shulchan. Vayasatam Menorah Zahav Tahor. Now notice that even though, as we pointed out in the previous podcast, the order of building is different than the order of command. The order of command is geared towards goal and purpose, and the order of building is presented in the order of practical building. Nonetheless, the Kelim and the Mishkan, within their own groups, are presented in the same order as the commands. So, for instance, in Parshat Truma, we hear about the Mishkan and then the Kreshim. Same thing here, we hear about the manufacture of the Mishkan and the cover, and then the Kreshim, and then the Adanim. In Parshat Truma, we heard first about the building of the Aron, then the Kaport with the Kruvim, then the Shulchan, then the Menorah. And here we hear that Bezalel built the Aron, the Kruvim, then the Shulchan, and then will be the Menorah next. There will be one other component that is shifted dramatically as far as its sequence goes that we'll get to in a few moments. Pasuk Yod Zayin, Vayasetam Menorah Zahav Tahor. Now, one note about this is that the Menorah and all of the Kelim of the Mikdash had to be moved, and the Menorah and all of the Klei HaKodesh were not even moved on wagons, they were carried. So they have to be carryable, as it were. And if you have a menorah, which is a full kikar of zahav, and it's made out of pure gold, which is very heavy, this thing is going to weigh a tremendous amount, which is why some have suggested that the gold of the menorah is hollowed out and is not full. Just something to keep in mind when we're thinking about the menorah. Miksha asata menorah yurecha v'kanah gviyaha kaftorah ufracha mimena hayu. That it's miksha, meaning from one solid piece of gold, he made the menorah. The yarech is the stem, the kaneh are the arms that go up. And so that describes the structure of the menorah. Gviyaha kaftorah ufracha is describing the various ornaments that are on the side of each stem, in the front of each stem. They all come from the same piece of gold. V'shisha kanim yotzim mitzideha. There are six stems that come out from the side. Shlosha kanim menorah mitzideha. Echad u'shlosha kanim menorah mitzideha sheni. One, three on each side. And of course that leaves the seventh that's in the middle, that's the base stem. Shlosha gvi'im shukadim makaneh achad kaftor v'farach. Now there are three gvi'im that look like cups that are fashioned in the way they are on each stem, and they're each fashioned with kaftor v'farach, two other designs with them. U'shlosha gvi'im shukadim makaneh achad kaftor v'farach. So on each one of the six, there's three of these. There's a total of 18 of these gviim decorated as they are. But on the menorah itself, there's four. So what's the menorah? That must be the middle stem. The same design. So now we get new information about the design, which we already got in Parshat Truma, which is that two of the kanim come out from one part of the base, and then two, and then two. So at each point that the two diverge, in other words, the two extreme arms of the menorah come from a lower point in the base and stem out, and then a little higher up another two, and then a little higher up the other two. And at each point where they stem out, there's a kaftor right at that point as a design. So it's another piece of the design. Now, kaftorehem uknotam mimena yihayu. So both the kaftorim, meaning that refers out to all the designs, and the kaneh, the stems, all come from it, meaning kula miksha achat zav tor, all one piece of pure gold. And now on top, vayasin neirote hashiva. So there are seven neirot. A neir, which in modern Hebrew is a candle, and Tanakh refers actually to the holder where you're going to put the oil and the wick. So there's seven neirot. Umalkacheha umachtoteha zahav tahor. The malkachayim and the machtot are the various tools used for cleaning out and affixing the wicks. And those are all made out of zahav tahor. Everything inside the Kodesh is either is zahav tahor or is plated gold. Kikar zahav tahor asa'ota ve'et kol keleha. So it and the kelim are made out of kikar zahav, which again is a huge amount of gold. And again, as I mentioned, would be very heavy. That is the menorah. Now, if you recall, in Parshat Truma, the description of the Mishkan went Aron, and then Kaporet Kruvim, then Shulchan, the menorah, and then immediately went to the structure. And the one kli that was omitted in Parshat Truma, and is only commanded towards the end of Parshat Tetzaveh, at the very end, and with its purpose of the Ktoret, is the Mizbach HaKtoret, which is in the Kodesh and is golden. But here, in the sequence of building, we get first the Mishkan and the Krashim and the Adanim, and now we get the Aron, Kaporet, Kruvim, Shulchan, Menorah, and Mizbach HaKtoret. We get all of the kelim that are going to be inside of the tent. Vayas Mizbach HaKtoret Atzei Shittim. So he made the Mizbach HaKtoret, which is one amah by one amah, out of acacia wood. Amah Orkov, Amah Orchbo Avua. It's one amah by one amah squared. And again, we spoke about in Parshat Tetzaveh why the mention of the word squared here, when one by one is obviously squared. V'amatayim komato. It's two amot high. Mimenu hayu karnotav. And the capstones come out of it. They're not affixed separately. V'yitzaf oto zahav tahor. He plated it, Bezalel plated it with pure gold. Et gago, which means the roof, but here it means the top of the mizbeach, the top surface, that kirotav, and the walls, saviv et kronotav. So the walls around it, and the kronot, and the capstones, vayaslo zerzav saviv. And just as we had in the Aron, just as we had in the Shulchan, there is a a gold crown going around it. So notice that all of the kelim that are gold plated, because they at their base they're wood, have the gold crown. Those kelim which are pure gold, which is the kaporet and kruvim, and which are the menorah, do not have a gold crown because they themselves are gold. Ushtei tabot zahav asalo mitachad zero, al shtei tzalotav, al shtei tzidav. And he made two gold rings underneath that crown that goes around. Now here you do not need four rings as you have in the large mizbeach, because this is much smaller on the two sides, and they are levatim levadim, and they are housings for the badim, for the staves, laseit otobahem, so you can carry it. So there's one ring on each side. Notice that at no point, not in Truma, not here, not for the Aron, not for the Shulchan, nor for the mizbeach Hazahav, nor for the Mizbeach HaChitzon are we given dimensions, width, circumference, or length for the Badim. And the Badim are made out of acacia wood, Vaitzafotam Zahav, and again plated in gold. Vayas et Shemen HaMishcha Kodesh, Vektorat HaSamim Tahor, Maaseh Rokeach. Now this last pasuk that we're going to look at now is an interesting pasuk because it takes us in a very different direction. Everything until now that Bezalel and his team have made, we assume here it's also his team, are physical constructs that need to be physical pieces that are going to be there permanently, will be taken apart, put back together, such as the tent cover, such as the krashim, such as the adanim, such as the parochet, such as the masach, such as the aron, etc. And in the last pasuk, suddenly we hear that he is manufacturing the Shemen HaMishcha, which is now a mix, which has a one-time use of anointing all of the Kelim and Aharon and his sons, and Ketoret HaSamim, which is going to have an ongoing use and is going to have to be manufactured on a regular basis. But Bezalel is in charge with making all of those things at the first time. Subsequently, there will be other people, obviously, as time goes by, who will have to remanufacture more Shemen HaMishcha, And, of course, most critically, we manufacture the Torah Tassamim every year for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And they are done as Maaseh Rokeach, as a grinding piece, which is ground and then mixed together. And that brings us the Ktoret and the Shemen. It's mentioned here because, of course, the Shemen HaMishcha is necessary for all of the things mentioned earlier, but also for things later. But the Ktoret HaSamim is going to be brought on this Mizbeach that we just mentioned, so therefore the manufacture of those materials is mentioned here as well. We'll pick it up in Perek Lamed Chet and hear about the external Mizbeach in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.